Welcome to everyone on the second Sunday of Lent, February the 28th, 2021, where we continue to gather in love for one another from the safety of our homes. I am Leanne Darlington, pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg, and interim pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Linwood. We have had some lovely weather this past week. The sunshine was warm, the skies were blue, and I think that one day I even smelled a little bit of spring in the air. Now I know I may be wishing there, but spring is coming. Next week will be March, and warmer weather is on its way. Some announcements for this week for the Zion folks. The March Messenger was sent out by email on Thursday evening. If you receive a paper copy, look for it to arrive in the mail this coming week. Our Lent in a Bag item this week is the rock. In the wilderness, Jesus was tempted by Satan to turn a rock into bread. Jesus resisted the temptation, knowing that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. When we struggle in life, our hearts may feel like they are hardened, like that of a stone. We are hurting and we feel alone. But have faith in the word and trust that God is with us in our struggles. We are never alone. We are loved. Let this stone be a reminder of that unconditional love that only God can give. A reminder that our go-to coffee hour takes place at 11 a.m. today. Please join us. And Zion relies on your continued support to meet our monthly expenses during this continued pandemic and time of shutdown. If you have not made a contribution lately, please consider doing so. Thank you to all for your continued prayers and support. We will now continue on with our confession and forgiveness. This week, it was written by the Reverend Brooklyn Lane. Three in one God, Creator, Child, and Holy Spirit. We give thanks for your mercy and ask for forgiveness. Amen. Loving God, forgive us. We have neglected to see the face of Christ in our neighbor. We have walked past the person begging on the street and neglected to recognize their humanity. We have become estranged from humanity, forgetting the web of life that connects us all. Forgive us. We are quick to anger, to cast judgment, and our words pierce like swords when we speak from these places. We let fear, doubt, and unknowingness guide our actions. Forgive us. We confess our self-centeredness, our need to succeed, and capitalistic-like thinking that has turned us from you and your message of justice and love. Forgive us. God, who meets us in the face of each person we meet, who paints the sky with colors that calm the soul, who creates a soundscape of rushing rivers, who gives grace to the world through the winds of the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts to be transformed and changed. You are forgiven. Through the love of God, in the name of God, your sins are forgiven. Baptism remains forever. God's love is here. Let us pray. Inspiring God, Guide us to be agents of change, knowing that our decisions, our actions and inactions affect all people. Help us to have the courage and strength to move forward, to let our hearts and minds be overflowing with love, grace, and a deep awareness that you are with us, guiding us on the journey. Compassionate God, three in one, Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray our prayer of the day. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gathering song this morning is from the ELW hymn number 808, Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song.